Today should be interesting. We're going to talk about Aziz Ansari. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Did you see Joe Biden's little Mike's lip kerfluffle the other day? He said something not nice about one of the reporters. Trevor Noah said, I mean, if you get to ask the president a question, you should ask him real questions like, why can't the CDC get its messaging straight on COVID? Or can you ask your dog to stop chewing my arm? Like most presidents, Biden has a complicated relationship with the media, which I get, you know, they nitpick everything. They challenge all his decisions, and they even get their own room in his house, which is insane. Nobody else has to set aside a guest room for their haters. This is what happens when you've been on Zoom calls for 2 years. You forget that real life doesn't have a mute button. A lot of people online are dunking on the reporter, saying he deserved it, just because he's some Fox News guy asking a dumb question, Trevor added. And they're right, you know? Do you think inflation as a political liability is a very stupid question? I mean, what's Biden supposed to say? No, I think people like spending more money to buy the same stuff. But Biden's no legend. Attacking the press was Donald Trump's whole thing. Jimmy Fallon chimed in. When your age is almost 80 and your approval rating's almost 30, you can pretty much say whatever you want, I think. You could tell that felt good for Biden, because then he was fielding questions like, yeah, the moron on the back. How about Dopey in the corner? You got something to say? Hey, listen, if Biden's next 3 years are going to be grandpa at Thanksgiving, sign me up. But Seth Meyers for the win. Biden said, I'm so sorry. That was supposed to be into the main mic. Speaking of Seth Meyers, he has a really cool guest next week. The guest on Late Tonight, February 1st. Have you been paying attention? What's February 1st? And that's right, the 40th anniversary of Late Night with David Letterman. David Letterman will return to Late Night as the guest on Late Night with Seth Meyers. If you enjoy the Letterman-ness of it all, I have already handed in 3 episodes looking back at Letterman's 40th anniversary, and you'll have a 4th episode in this feed on Saturday. Decent amount of buzz about this upcoming appearance. Now, what's interesting is Letterman has yet to go on Colbert's Late Show. Letterman has been back on Late Night with the 3 subsequent hosts, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and now Seth Meyers. All right. You know the internet meme, it's Michael Jackson eating popcorn, the, oh man, I can't wait. That's the face I have right now. There are several reviews of Aziz Ansari's new special. Vulture gets my attention with the headline, Aziz Ansari's Empty Authenticity. Vulture writes, the priorities of nightclub comedian, whatever you might feel about them, are clear. To portray Ansari as legit, to show how cool it can look when a seasoned comedian does comedy, and to underline Ansari's abilities as a serious, thought-provoking stand-up. Nightclub comedian achieves 2 of those 3 goals. Ansari's last special came in 2019. He spent much of that hour trying to examine himself and his work. He dissected his previous material on R. Kelly. He talked about the tension between audiences and comedians, the feeling of too close examination from the public eye, the way social media encourages a rush to judgment. It was a cancel culture special. Nightclub comedian has none of that sometimes self-congratulatory self-reflection, and it lacks any of the more interesting, prickly anger Ansari was reflecting back at his audience 3 years ago. The new half hour gestures towards depth in such moments as the one in which Ansari asks his audience why they're willing to buy NFTs, but not to give a spare dollar to an unhoused person on the corner. But nightclub comedians mostly about the look, especially about how it makes Ansari look. Vulture continues. The half hour begins with black and white footage of a very young Ansari descending the Comedy Cellar stairs. Then it cuts to the present day where Ansari is now standing backstage waiting to go on. He peeks around the corner, anticipating his moment. He glances at a notebook, then closes it. An interstitial card says, the audience was unaware of the night's lineup. Yeah, it's the Comedy Cellar. That happens. The crowd goes wild, thrilled to see a recognizable face. Nightclub comedian is happy to let their excitement read as something even bigger. With this kind of reception, Ansari comes off like a figure from the cultural pantheon, suddenly and unexpectedly descended onto the earth. Aziz says, I like doing nice theaters and everything, but sometimes you gotta come back and compete with chicken wings. He could be in a larger room, but he's a man of the people, and he's come here to do something real. Vulture adds, Ansari wants to have his down-to-earth authenticity and dine out on it too. All of it is performance masquerading as unfiltered, under-rehearsed street talk, and the camera swings around to capture its effect on the audience. Shots from behind and off to the side of Ansari show the crowd seated right in front of him, their faces illuminated by his lights. There are a surprising number of crowd reaction shots, which already feel unnecessary, Given how often Ansari frames himself with visible audience faces in the background, they're even more unnecessary in the way Ansari uses them as contemplative faces that show up in the pauses when he transitions through the serious moments. See, he's real, and he's got important stuff to say. The AV Club also reviewed the special. Aziz Ansari's new Netflix special teems with cynical energy. The comedian hits timely topics like the pandemic, anti-vaxxers, elections, and his tame jokes, dunking on the likes of Aaron Rodgers and Nicki Minaj. He casts a wary eye on the current state of affairs, especially addiction to celebrity gossip and social media. He even pulls out his flip phone for effect to show that he doesn't indulge. But the AV Club writes, of course, Ansari may have other reasons for a social media blackout. He was accused of sexual misconduct in an article posted back in babe.net in 2018, for which he issued a public apology. He retreated from the public eye in the aftermath, then returned in 2019 with a stand-up tour Netflix special, Right Now, in which he somberly addressed the allegations. In his latest attempt to hold a mirror up to society, he tells his audience that none of them will probably offer the unhoused man outside a dollar because it wouldn't create content. The irony, of course, is that nightclub comedian is exactly that, content. The half hour passes quickly because Ansari is still affable as a comedian, but the humor is bland and empty. He wants to connect with viewers on a more emotional level, but the transparent attempt to rebuild his image feels too measured and staged, taking precedence over the performance itself. Yeah. Yeah. You've heard me kind of say Aziz Ansari's name with a little shade in the past. That's who I find he is. Content. What can I get out of this conversation right now? What can I get out of this situation right now? Is any of it genuine? Not in my experience. The Daily Mail pulled out some of the jokes about Aaron Rodgers. Now, I'm a hack, middle-aged jerk in a basement. I'm sure these are told well better by professional comedian Aziz Ansari at the Comedy Cellar in a proper setting with an audience, but I'll share them with you. Aziz says, Aaron's a football player. He read some articles. He got skeptical. He did some research. Are you stunned that he came to the wrong conclusion? Did you really think he was going to crack the case? Guy makes a living getting hit in the head. Can we cut him a break? We're kind of just all trapped in our own little world. Unless we figure out how to talk to each other in real life again, it doesn't really matter what the problem is. One way, Aziz, to talk to people in real life is to return their phone calls. It's one way. Chortle reviewed the special. Aziz Ansari's Nightclub Comedian is Netflix's first stand-up special of 2022. It doesn't feel very special. That's largely the point. Ansari seems keen to underline his authenticity as a comic who just wants to write his jokes and perform them at an intimate club. He wants us to know he's no Kevin Hart monetizing every waking moment. No, no, no. He doesn't want any special treatment from the door staff checking COVID passes. He even has an old school flip phone to keep his life simple. See what an authentic guy Aziz Ansari is? He's got a flip phone. He's not monetizing things like Kevin Hart. It wouldn't surprise me if Aziz just filmed this special on his own expense and gave it to Netflix because he's cool like that. He's not making money off this special like Kevin Hart would, right? Right? Right, Aziz? You're not making money off this thing. Kevin Hart would do that, but not you. You've got a flip phone. Chortle continues. Ansari, who now lives in London, culminates in a plea for America to rediscover the energy and enthusiasm that rose up against Trump, the ultimate creator of harmful online content, rather than following the latest tribal social wars obsessing about what Timothy Chalamet might be up to. There's good reason for him to suggest this. After all, Aziz himself was put through the social media mill after a date anonymously accused him of misconduct back in 2018. Comedy Central's got a bunch of new half hours. This from the Laugh Button. The six new half hours will debut on Comedy Central's YouTube channel starting today. Comedians include Ian Lara, River Butcher, Yadoe Travis, Ishmael Lutfi, Amy Miller, and Caleb Sinon. From KJZZ, which I'm assuming is a jazz radio station. Otherwise, I'm looking at the JZZ and wondering, you know, those are the radio stations like, you know, the Fox or the Fan, what JZZ might be. I'll leave it there. They report comedian Ryan Hamilton has announced that his upcoming shows have been rescheduled after he was hit by a bus. Hamilton said he was in a crosswalk when he was hit by the shuttle bus at BYU. I have a compound fractured arm that required surgery, seven broken ribs, and a punctured collapsed lung. Yikes. He's unable to fly until he's cleared by doctors, but his mother was able to drive him and take him back to his home state of Idaho to recover around family. Get well soon. Thank you for those of you who participated in the Facebook group, which is Daily Comedy News Group on Facebook. I'd ask the question, hey, I'm doing some weekend filler for later in the year. Got any ideas? And a lot of you chimed in and gave a lot of great suggestions. So thank you for that. And if you'd like to be part of that conversation or any conversation or start a new conversation, you go to Facebook and it's Daily Comedy News Group. Billy Connolly, who is a comedian, by the way, he's been cleared by TV watchdogs after animal lovers complained about a joke comedian Billy Connolly told about a cat being run over by a car. Two viewers had contacted the TV police over there in the UK with concerns that the gag broke broadcasting rules on animal welfare. The anecdote includes a crew member on the 1995 film Rob Roy who accidentally hit a cat while driving a van. Shocked, the driver gets out and sees the animal twitching in the gutter, so he goes to the back of the van and gets a hammer and puts it out of its misery. A woman runs out of a cottage. She's upset that the man killed her cat. She calls her neighbor and a policeman and comes to complain that the maniac killed the cat for no reason at all. Police officer checks it out, sees skid marks on the road, the effects of the impact on the van, and then on the rear wheel, a dead cat. Billy Connolly said, it's very encouraging that you can take reality and dress it up and make people fall about laughing. Shock is an intrinsic part of comedy. The shock of the punchline from nowhere just gets people. They love it. After careful assessment, the TV police decided not to pursue the complaints because they did not raise issues warranting investigation. Steve Carell and John Krasinski are reuniting. Is it The Office? No. Wouldn't that be good, though? They will reunite in something called If. Krasinski will write, direct, and star in the film If. It also features Steve Carell, Louis Gossett Jr., and some others. It doesn't have an official description, but the story is based on Krasinski's original idea about a child's journey to rediscover their imagination. It's unclear who anyone will be playing in If. It's scheduled to be released November 17th, 2023, just before Thanksgiving. Krasinski was all hopped up on social media, and he posted, ah, what if one day I could assemble my dream cast? What if? Is Jenna Fischer not in your dream cast, John Krasinski? I'm stirring it up. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, which you can't do if you have a flip phone. Luckily, you have a smartphone, which will allow you to access, say, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.